Got 180 Degrees, and I'm Caught in Between. Written by Epani Mied and read by Flower Parish. This is a Ted Lasso fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Keely/Roy/Jamie. Tagged, threesome, but mostly after the fact, and before, staring down the barrel of Roy's internalized queerphobia, and discovering that it's weirder and funnier than expected. Abridged summary. A very weird morning after a very unexpected end to a Halloween party featuring so many Barbie costumes. When Jamie wakes to an empty bed in a familiar room, the first thing he feels is pleased, then confused, then panicked. When the door opens, he startles. "Oh shit, sorry Jamie, did I wake you?" Keely says, slipping into her room, leaving the door open behind her. "I left my phone in here, was just coming up to grab it." "No, no, it's fine," he says, digging around on the floor for his shorts. His attempts to sound casual fall flat when he says, "Roy still here?" Keely purses her lips. "Yeah, he's just downstairs reading a book." "And how's he? She shrugs, grabs her phone, squeezes his shoulder, and walks out with a quick, "Come down when you're ready." "You staying for breakfast?" Jamie, who had been doing his best to descend the stairs silently, winces. Roy's voice rings out, but when Jamie rounds the stairs to greet him, he's met with nothing but the back of Roy's head. Jamie clears his throat. "Nah, can't," he says, matching Roy's disinterested tone. Behind Roy, he sees Keely, drinking a mug of tea, watching him. He smiles apprehensively. "You want some coffee to go, Jamie?" she asks carefully, standing and looking between Jamie and Roy. Jamie looks like a helpless animal caught unaware in an open field. Roy has not looked up from the picture of Dorian Gray. His eyes rest on the back of Roy's head. Yeah, that'd be great. Keely nods, but before she can take a step, Roy is passing them both on the way to the kitchen, forefinger lodged between the pages of his book to keep his place. Keely tries to talk to Jamie, but his answers are short and distant, eyes boring a hole in the back of Roy's head, fingers rubbing the hem of last night's striped Ken costume. It barely looks out of place on him as daily wear, honestly. She grabs the open sides of his shirt, adjusting it. "God, you really do look hot in this," she murmurs. That gets Jamie's attention. He blinks, looking back at her, but in an instant, his swagger is back. Keely grins. "Roy," Keely calls, "do you want some help?" "No," he says shortly, as he busies himself at the fancy espresso machine, steaming milk while the coffee pours into a white travel mug. They're both reduced to watching him work until he turns back, cup in hand. "One shot, no sugar," he says, passing Jamie his usual coffee order. Jamie blinks. "Thanks, mate." Roy nods. "You're gonna fucking freeze in that," he says, nodding at Jamie's still-unbuttoned shirt and shorts. Jamie shrugs. "I've worn less." Roy grunts and returns to the sofa, nose already back in his book. Jamie watches the back of his head for 2 more seconds. "Right, well, I should head." "See you soon, Jamie," Keely says. Jamie leans in and then leans back, as if he's thought better of it, but Keely hugs him anyway. The door is barely closed behind Jamie before Keely is sidling up to Roy. "Are you freaking out?" "Why would I be freaking out?" In hindsight, a mid-season team Halloween party with a promised morning off from practice after a winning streak was probably asking for trouble. But Zerot had begged, talking about how important Halloween was and how the Brits didn't know how to do Halloween properly, and if they were getting a break, then they needed to do it right. Keely knew that Barbie and Ken was the most unoriginal couple's costume she could pick, But she didn't care. No way was she passing up an opportunity to go as Barbie, not with her wardrobe. Plus, there was no way she could convince Roy to do a proper costume, but there was that one scene in Barbie where Ryan Gosling was dressed in all black, so all she had to do was convince him to wear a blonde wig for a few hours, and they'd be golden. The wig didn't last long, but it did last long enough for a steady stream of Kens to arrive. 3 Ryan Goslings, all in different outfits, 2 Nikuti Gatwas, and 1 Kingsley Benadir, 1 Alan, 1 Sugar Daddy. That one was Beard. Roy's wig also lasted long enough for Jamie's arrival. Where everyone else was wearing at most a wig, Jamie had arrived fresh from the hairdresser's, entirely bleach blonde. His costume was, predictably, Ken's iconic pink and green striped open shirt and short shorts. "The hair looks good, Jamie," Keely had said, running her fingers through it, surprised how soft it still was, and how Jamie didn't flinch at her messing it up. "Yeah, thanks," he said, pushing it back into place. "Been wanting to go blonde for a while, and what better time?" Keely nodded her agreement. "You look hot." He smirked, then peered over at Roy. "What are you supposed to be?" "He's Ken, too." Jamie shook his head. "He ain't got any color on him." "The Kens wear all black that one time," Roy grunts. "You clearly haven't seen the movie." Jamie looks offended. "How so?" "Do you want a drink, Jamie?" Keely asked, trying to avert a squabble she was too buzzed to deal with. Yeah, I'm going to get myself one." "All right, but we've got to take a photo, all 3 of us, before the end of the night, yeah?" Hours had passed, and Keely was through another couple of glasses of Prosecco before she pulled them both into a picture a Polaroid someone, maybe Will, had brought. She danced with Rebecca and Sassy, and was just walking off the dance floor to catch her breath when Jamie appeared by her side. "Brought you another," Jamie had said, stopping short, arms still outstretched as he'd seen Roy approaching, holding out an identical glass of Prosecco. Keely grinned, taking the flute from Roy, downing half, and topping it off with Jamie's glass. "Can't believe you're both dressed as Ken," she said, looking between them and laughing. "You know, when I was a kid, I used to make all my Ken dolls kiss each other, and my Barbies, too. Probably should have tipped my mum off, honestly." "Is that what you're after, then?" Roy said cryptically. Jamie, confused, glanced from Roy to Keely, but Keely was looking up at Roy, looking surprised. Something unreadable passed between the couple, and before Jamie knew what was happening, Keely was slamming back the rest of her Prosecco and passing her empty glass to Roy. "Come on, Jamie, let's dance," she said, pulling him by the arm out onto the dance floor. It was a whirlwind after that. They danced until Roy came up to them and whispered something in Keely's ear, and it wasn't long till they were in the car on the way back to Keely's. "You're sure you're not freaking out?" she asks, joining him in the kitchen where he's relocated and started prepping breakfast. "What are you talking about?" he asks absently. When Keely looks meaningfully at the recently closed door, Roy's eyebrows knit in surprise. "Because of that prick." Keely makes an indecipherable face. "Roy." She lays a hand on his wrist. "You know it's not that big of a deal, right?" When he looks at her in confusion, she adds, "Last night, with Jamie." "Oh, that," he says, gesturing at her to pass the eggs on the other side of the counter. It's not until his head is reappearing from behind the fridge door with the milk that he says, "I've done that before." "Sorry, you've done this before?" "What, a threesome? Yeah, loads of times. I was the captain of fucking Chelsea. Of course I've had threesomes." He pauses, scrambling some eggs in a bowl to look up at her. He's been trying to be more emotionally attentive. Dr. Sharon is helping him. "It isn't easy." "Fuck, Keely, sorry. I didn't think. Was that weird for you, hooking up with Jamie?" Keely catches her mouth hanging open just a little. "No, it was... that was fine. It was fun. I really enjoyed it." Roy growls, and she says quickly, "But not too much. It was fun because we were all 3 there, yeah?" Roy grunts in acknowledgement. "But Roy," she says, unwilling to let it go, "I know you said you've had threesomes before, and that's great, but those were with, like, 2 women, right?" "What?" Roy looks baffled, bordering on annoyed, about why they're having this conversation. "Sure, sometimes, but sometimes a girlfriend would bring an ex or something." "So, when you say loads of times, You mean you've had sex with men loads of times? Roy does that little tense, twisty thing in his neck that Keely probably couldn't describe right at knife point, but that she'd know anywhere. He's bemused. I haven't had sex with men loads of times. I said I had loads of threesomes. With men. With women, and sometimes with men, yeah. And you and the men just, like, what, didn't touch each other? What the fuck are you on about? He turns to look at her properly now, and he couldn't look more baffled if Keely had said she'd been abducted by bright purple aliens. Course we did. That's the whole point of a threesome, isn't it? Keely nods her head, slowly, for too long. It's all she can do to stop herself from asking the most emotionally repressed man she's ever met, a man who was shipped off in primary school and taught that the only two necessary emotions were anger and confusion, how the hell he's been having sex with men without having a full-blown crisis about it. So, you're fine with it? Yeah, Keely, I'm fine with it. Why else would I have suggested it? Keely grins. No point in pushing what doesn't need to be pushed. It really was fun, wasn't it? Roy smirks. Yeah. So, would you, like, be up for doing it again? With Jamie? Yeah? She rushes to add. Or with someone else, whatever. It's not like I'm just trying to sleep with Jamie or anything. Roy snorts. Yeah, I'd be up for it again. With someone else, or with Jamie? That prick was pretty fun. Double entendre going over her head, Keely grins and kisses him. Then she pulls out her phone. Hey, Jamie, you want to come over for drinks on Friday? The end. Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance.